time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Just fine. Thank you very much. A little warmer than yesterday morning. Not a whole lot.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not terrible outside. Nice night yesterday. Nice evening outside. Hope we get another one or two or 50 or some of those.
That'd
be great, wouldn't it? Something like that. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got two used front-load washer dryer sets with pedestals. One of them practically new. Got three match washer dryer sets, top loads, one front load washer. Got some gas and electric clothes dryers. Got one used gas range in good condition. Several used built-in dishwashers. A couple of used microwave hood combinations. Make an offer and you're going to own one of them, or more than one. Got one refrigerator with a bottom freezer, two side-by-side refrigerators. Two smooth top ranges in like new condition. Excuse me. One coil top range. And I do have a portable air cleaner that's practically new. Got new gas and electric water heaters. We deliver, install, haul the old heater away, excuse me, and take care of the service after the sale. Water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Refrigerators by Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, KitchenAid, and Frigidaire. Got over 70 new units in stock, so good selections of models, colors, and prices. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance. Jim?
Don't feel so bad. You sound like everybody else. Everybody's getting gummed up these days. Hey, you know, the other day here in the office, at all of our email addresses actually here in the office, we got the same email, and it was it looked like it was from the Better Business Bureau with a little note saying that someone has posted a complaint about you on our website and that you should immediately click this link to go there and verify and check this out and, you know, whatever else that they wanted you to do and stuff. And you know, you just kind of look at it and you're thinking, yeah, it's usually the kind of thing that I'm really not too terribly interested in. I'm just going to delete and stuff. But, you know, you don't want to take the chance of opening things up unless you know where they came from. So just, you know, in the off chance, we all kind of looked at it. And my first reaction was just delete, which I did on my computer and had a few other folks in the office and other departments ask. And that was my suggestion, just delete it. In the newsroom, Rick, instead of deleting it, he went and emailed in a separate email. Emailed the Better Business Bureau and asked them, hey, this is what we got. Copied, pasted that into it. This is what we got. Is this legit or is this some sort of a phishing scam? And, of course, they came right back with an answer and said, you are correct. It is not us. and here's how we know. And they told us how they know. And then they said, yeah, just a phishing scam. You don't want to play with those things. You know, those kinds of things seem innocent enough, but they always try to find a way, these scam artists, try to find a way to pique your interest or make you fearful and get you to respond or react in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, had you clicked the link that it listed there, Lord only knows what could have happened. It could have unleashed digital fury on your computer or it could have ruined your life, depending upon the circumstances. But, you know, you just never know. I'm sure you've gotten these types of things. Doesn't necessarily have to be that. It could be all kinds of things. See them at home.
Mm-hmm.
See them at home all the time. And how many email addresses do people have anymore? I mean, how many different ways are there for folks electronically to try to get to you? You know, we have a computer at the office. You have a computer at home. Maybe you're walking around with a tablet of some sort. If you've got a smartphone, you've probably got an email address attached to it. You know, there's so many different ways for people to get into our lives these days. When we're connected to the rest of the world, the rest of the world is also connected to us. And it's just more welcome mats out there for folks to be able to find. But anyway, I saw that one and I got to thinking again. It's been a long time since we really talked much about scams and different things. But I thought, I wonder what some of the top scams are. Because that was kind of a new one for me. I hadn't seen the Better Business Bureau one before, but that was kind of different. But so I was looking up the latest numbers that the National Consumers League has about scams has to do with last year, with 2011, the most recent year that they've put numbers together. And they say that fake check scams are still going strong. That's continued to be the most frequent type of complaint that they get at their center. About a third of all their reports come with fake check scams. The second most frequently reported type of both internet and telemarketing-based scams. Only general merchandise scams, which often involve fake electronics or prescription drugs, jewelry, outrank the fake check scams as the most often reported internet-based scams in 2010. In fact, it's kind of interesting to look through of the different ways that folks try to scam you from your money. They list an overall top 10. They list an internet top 10, and then a telemarketing top 10. I'm actually kind of surprised that telemarketing scams are really that prevalent anymore. It's hard. I don't know any numbers specifically, but I would guess the number is getting higher by the day of those folks who have disconnected with their home phone service, you know, and are just using cell phones now. It seems that's becoming more and more prevalent, that I would think telemarketing scams are really difficult to work with these days, because, you know, where's the internet, or where's the cell phone book? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, where are you going to find the numbers? I mean, a lot of it sometimes just randomly generated, you know, computer-generated random numbers anyway, but, you know, we hear in this presidential election season how inaccurate the polling numbers are, because it's weighted and all this kind of stuff, but largely because a lot of people, young people especially, don't answer polls because they have cell phones, so they never get called anyway. Mm-hmm. So they have to try to figure out how to weight all these things, so it's, you know, they're wildly inaccurate anymore. It's really difficult to come up with accurate numbers and stuff. So if that's the case with just something like that, you'd think telemarketing scams would go by the wayside, but they really haven't. As far as the internet goes, general merchandising scams tend to be some of the largest anymore, and, you know, that's what it is, general merchandising scams. You buy something, you never get it. You paid for it, you never receive it. Or you receive something else, or you receive something that's not exactly what was promised. A lot of those kinds of things, that tops the list at about 37%. Fake check scams are always, you know, those are always out there. Consumers pay with phony checks for work or for items that they're trying to sell, and they're instructed to wire money back to the buyer, and, yeah, that never works out very well. Prizes, sweepstakes, free gifts, you know, all that type of stuff. Phishing scams, number four. Advance fee loans, credit arranger type things. Internet auctions are some things that get complained about. The Nigerian money offers. I can't believe the Nigerian letter scam has been out there for so long. I mean, it's just been around forever. I mean, it started out as just a letter, which is why they call it the Nigerian letter scam. It started out with just a letter that you used to get in the mail once in a while. And now it's grown up, I guess. I hope no one falls for that one. The Nigerian money offers, you know, I'm the son of the cousin of the nephew of the former interior minister of this, and I have access to $80 million. I would gladly give you half of it. I mean, it sounds like Wimpy. I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. You know, I hope you don't fall for that. I sincerely hope that folks are smarter than that. Friendship and sweetheart swindles are actually still out there. Employment agency, job counseling type things, overseas work, those types of things. And then bus opportunities, franchise distributorships, these types of things are also out there too on the internet. As far as telemarketing scams, you see some of the same things, but prizes, sweepstakes, those kinds of things are number one. Fake check scams are two. Phishing is right up there. General merchandising, timeshare resales. Some folks love the timeshares and stuff. You just have to be a little bit careful who you're dealing with in those cases, because in everything, there's always one bad egg out there trying to use the system to their advantage. Magazines, advance fee loans, scholarships and grants, office, ad space, directory listings, things like that. All those kinds of things are out there as far as telemarketing scams and stuff, too. It's, you know, you look through some of these things, and it's really kind of disturbing. Who gets scammed the most? I asked the question, who gets scammed the most? What would be the first thing you'd think?
Elderly.
Exactly. That's what everybody just assumes, because they've got stuff that they've collected, money and what have you, over all of their lives and stuff, and they're kind. They want to help other people. They don't want to say no to folks, you know, all these kinds of things. But you'd really be wrong when you talk about the age range of those who get scammed the most. As far as the different age ranges go, they list an under 18, an 18 to 25, a 26 to 35, a 36 to 45, a 46 to 55, 56 to 65, and then above 65. It's the 46 to 55 age range that actually reports the most number of scam attempts, 21.63%, about 21.5%. Those who are 56 to 65 are 16%, and over 65 are actually 15.5%. So it's actually not that age range what you think of. Now, if you look at, say, 50 and over, it's good. That's going to be the largest. But, yeah, that's where a lot of the complaints and stuff come from for those folks. But the web still is the con artist's best choice for scamming folks. While the web is the prime venue, it's going up and up and up. Some folks say that the phone is actually coming back again, making a comeback, but the Internet is still the most popular way for folks to try to get into your lives and steal your money. Of course, credit cards and all those kinds of things, you know, those are types of things you want to be real careful with as well. But, you know, it's odd because so much of the scams happen through people getting credit card information and what have you, yet so many folks are so reluctant to carry cash anymore. You would think that that would be the one thing that would change that is, and I read something the other day that was shocking to me as well. Speaking, it's a little different topic there, but that they, I read an article and I can't source it because I don't remember who it was, but I read an article that that they said that on average retail associations show that folks will spend about 40% more on a purchase if they're using a credit card as opposed to cash. Think about that when you're teaching your kids the value of money, huh? So, yeah, so it's kind of surprising that that folks don't use cash maybe more often than they do these days, because that's a little tougher to steal. Someone's going to have to knock me over to get that out of my hand.
Yeah.
So,
and I guess you used to worry about that all the time, too, and maybe that doesn't happen as much. I don't know what the numbers are on that, but maybe that doesn't happen as much as the online stuff happens now.
Well, you think of thieves. You think of somebody, you know, grabbing, physically taking something from you. No, they do it electronically and whatever else, or coerce you into giving it to them anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it used to be. So, yeah, beware out there, Better Business Bureau. Give me a break. How was I going to fall for that, huh? Kendall Warren's back in with us again this morning. He'd like to tell us more about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got gas and electric ranges by Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances available in special order, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in ranges, sliding ranges, and range hoods. Freezers chest and upright, get sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot available, and most of those models in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Now, if a freezer goes bad on you, call W&S. We'll take care of the problem. Washers and dryers, portable, large, and super capacity in top load and front load. We offer Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, Speed Queen, and Estate. Got two models in stack units if you have limited space. Do have a still have a closeout on one front load washer at a reduced price, and it's priced right. Stop and see us, coffee pot's on, and try to do it today. Jim?
Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. And you know, there's that other one, too, that we've heard a few times here in this area, too, where folks will call, someone will call someone, usually older, and tell them, hey, it's your grandson. I'm here in pick a spot, South Pago Pago Junction. I got arrested. I need $6,000 in bail. Can you help me out? And you'd think, yeah, how would anybody ever fall for that? Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're con artists. That's what they do for a living. So they can be very convincing and stuff. You just have to resist the urge to have that faith, I guess. Mm-hmm. But watch those kinds of things. Kendall, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much. As always, the best way to avoid scams and stuff is to do business with people you know, right? That kind of solves some of that problem. Hey, you've got to make it a great day, and God bless America.